Welcome back, friends. And I think it's time I call you friends. We've been through a lot together, haven't we? Over the past few weeks, we've made even more friends on our Patreon feed. At countdownpod.com, you can support the show for as little as $1, and you'll get a ton of bonus content, including behind the scenes for how we make the sound effects for each episode. And weekly bonus episodes as we follow our friend David Watson as he interviews people close to the case and me, trying to solve the puzzles along with you. If you need extra help or would like to see what's going on outside of our white room, go to patreon.com/countdownpod and support the show. I would really appreciate it. And it would help us ensure that we can keep making more great content, more puzzles, and future seasons of the show. Anything you can do to help support the show on countdownpod.com is appreciated. I have grand plans for next season. Just wait until the end of this one. Previously on 5 Week Countdown.
I can't do it.
Why not?
Oh, thank God, I'm sorry.
I can't kill someone like this.
And one of our rules is to always listen to the audience. The audience has spoken. Rules are rules.
I can't believe you did that. You killed him. I'm not going to defile a body.
Sure you will. Your life depends on it.
Fuck! Fuck.
The golden tooth is the cipher key. Do you know the elemental symbol for gold on the periodic table?
That's all this is, huh? I'm only here because you want to mess with me, and not to uncover any bigger mystery.
You wish.
Audio Media presents 5 Week Countdown.
What are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing?
Something inappropriate to a dead body.
I'm taking his clothes, you pervert. It's fucking freezing in here.
I could turn the heat back on if you prefer.
Oh, and speed up the rate of decomposition? No thanks.
What happens to a dead body in the heat?
No idea. I'd rather not find out.
I see.
Is there a reason you're bothering me?
What? We can't talk now?
You usually only butt in to give us some mysterious information.
You're all alone. I figured you could use the company.
I'll take the silence. Thank you. 12,960 more minutes according to the clock. I'm just biding my time.
I'm trying to stay warm.
Exactly.
By fondling a headless body.
Don't remind me.
It's probably hard to resist, huh?
Don't put your weird fantasies on me. You're the killer.
That's true. We finally landed on what the K stands for.
Oh, very clever. Well, hello there. What's this?
Hammond's pills.
What a fortuitous find. What were these again?
Clonidine.
Never heard of it.
What are you doing now?
I'm about to get high as a kite. Bleh, Kay. I'd ask you if you'd like a bump, but... yeah.
Do you even know how that will affect you?
Clearly not. I've never even heard of clopidone until now.
Clonidine.
See? Ah!
Very impulsive. It's almost like you have an addictive personality.
Fuck off, Kay. You're going to ruin this.
Ooh. Are you still alive, Alex?
Yo! Hammond. Keep staring at me.
His body or his head?
Both.
You sound different.
No, I don't.
Clonidine has almost no positive side effects. At most, your respiration will decrease.
I'm so sleepy.
At least the cold won't bother you when you're dead.
What would happen if I did kill myself?
What do you mean?
No other guests have died. But what happens if I or the next one just offs themselves before your game finishes?
I believe most people have an innate desire for self-preservation.
But instead of going through your torture, they just,
I didn't torture Hammond or Whitney physically.
Psychological torture is just as bad, if not worse, than physical pain. At least physical pain heals. You had Hammond detox before you just outright killed him. That's sadistic. What did you do to the other girl?
Whitney. She suffered her own way.
I'm sure she did.
That was to learn a lesson, though. You're the only one who's undergone physical harm.
Ooh, lucky me. Did you make anyone else frivolously rip out the teeth of a dead man? No? Just me?
It all serves a purpose.
You get off on this shit.
I can assure you, I don't.
Did the First Lady learn her lesson here? Is that why she escaped?
She did learn a lesson, but the audience completing the puzzles is why she survived.
So, then why are you punishing me more than anyone else?
You know why.
I can assure you I don't.
I know everything about you, Alexander. There's no reason to try to hide anything.
If you say so.
Eventually, it will all come to light, and you'll be cleansed of your lies.
Oh, back to sounding like a priest, huh? Cleansing fire will purify me.
It will, actually. How good does a fire sound right now?
I could go for being warm.
Maybe in a bit. Would you care for something to listen to while you pretend to trip?
Sure. Like a Dark Side of the Moon kind of situation?
I was thinking something like...
What the fuck? Turn this shit off.
My mistake. Does that bother you?
No one likes that sound.
But it annoys you more than most people, yes.
I had a son, remember? I heard him cry.
Alright. How about something else then?
Fuck! Turn that off!
You jumped.
I hate dogs.
I bet they hate you too. Didn't you have a dog growing up?
For a little while.
What happened to it?
I don't remember. I think it ran away.
Weird.
I thought you did some major research on me. Must not be that thorough, hmm?
Oh, I did my research on Alexander Wayne. How does this sound?
That sounds... calming.
I bet it does.
There's something relaxing to fall asleep to.
Ironic. Alexander. Alexander, wake up.
Hammond, leave me alone.
It's Kay, Alex. Did you forget what happened to Hammond?
No. No, I'm just groggy. Waking up. What do you want?
It's time for another puzzle.
Of course it is. What do you need me to do?
Have you broken already? A few days ago, you didn't even want to participate. And yesterday, you could have killed yourself with the pills. Now, you're jumping to solve a puzzle.
I wouldn't call it jumping, exactly.
Still, are you expecting to get out of here alive?
Oh, unless you randomly kill me like you did with Hammond.
There was no vote this week, don't worry.
Aren't you going to tell me the solution to last week's puzzle before I find a new one?
Not yet.
Okay, why?
That would defeat the purpose of me saying, not yet.
Well, I'm not doing shit for you until you tell me.
Oh, does Alexander the Great need to be in charge?
You answer something for me, and I'll look for the next puzzle.
You're not really in a position to bargain right now.
If you know as much about me as you say you do, then you should know how similar you and I are.
Why is that?
I never said I was a good person, and I'm not trying to hide that. But people like us, we need to stick together.
And who are people like us?
The ones on the fringes of society. We're not normal. We've seen tragedy, and we've lived through it.
I never said I've been through anything.
Come on, Kay, man. Someone as intelligent and calculating as you, you don't just learn that with a normal childhood. You learn that from years of abuse. You analyze the people around you quickly, because you needed to survive.
You sound like a psychologist.
I've seen my fair share, believe me. But I'm just saying, we've been through shit, I can tell. And now you don't trust people. You think poorly of society. I get that. I was like that too.
Until you met your wife.
Yes, actually. And I had hope.
And then that hope was taken away from you. Is that your tragedy?
Look, I'm selfish. I'm vain. I get that. But we both made decisions in here that changed the outcome of our lives.
Oh.
Yeah. I chose not to kill Hammond, despite what he did.
And what did I do?
You killed him for me.
I killed him for the audience.
Either way, you gave me freedom. I'm not burdened by that anymore. I can move on. Nothing to say to that.
I'm speechless.
I mean it, though. I think I finally see why I'm here.
For redemption.
Exactly.
I'm in shock.
That your system works.
No. I'm in shock that you think I could be so stupid to fall for something like that.
What? I'm being genuine?
You're being manipulative, which you're very good at, might I add. I'm sure that works on people who don't know the real you.
You keep saying real you, but this is the real me. No matter what you think you've learned about me.
Stop. The thing you think no one else could have ever possibly found out about you, I know it. I know exactly what you've been hiding your entire adult life.
So then, say what it is you think you know.
I can't. Not yet.
Because there isn't anything. You're just hoping I'll spill something if you pry enough.
That implies that there is something to spill.
It doesn't. You're reading too much into my words.
I don't make mistakes.
Kay, everyone makes mistakes. And I'll find one of yours and exploit it.
Alexander, for the next puzzle, you'll need the fork.
And just like that, we're back into it.
Use the fork to pry up the floor laminate, starting with the left corner where your chain connects to the wall. That one will be loose.
You're not even trying to give me hints anymore. You're just flat out telling me where to find the next step.
I've had enough of you. I'm ready to move on.
Then just let me out, and we can both put this behind us. No more having to bicker.
This is your last puzzle.
Fine. I've got the fork. Let me see if I can actually get this up. Got it. It's black underneath.
So, try the next one.
Are you kidding me?
The time for kidding has long passed.
The next one is white with a black outline around it. It's got a one in the corner.
The floor tiles of the entire room, when lifted up, reveal the layout of a crossword puzzle.
Seriously?
The audience has the text clues, but not the number of spaces or the layout of the puzzle.
So you need me to pry up like 200 tiles for a goddamn crossword puzzle board?
And then take a picture with the phone and upload it.
You've got to be kidding me.
Without the actual board, the audience can't complete the puzzle.
Meaning I won't get out next week.
You may get out even sooner than that.
Well then, I better get started, huh?
How's it going?
Painstakingly.
You're almost done. I can see most of the board.
Whoop-de-fucking-do.
I'm sure the audience will appreciate your hard work.
So, tell me, if this isn't about me learning my lesson, what is it about?
It's about revealing the truth and punishing you for lying.
I knew you got some sick pleasure out of it. But why punish me this intensely? What did you do to the others?
As you said, Hammond detoxed and nearly died.
And then he did die. You ended his life for his crime.
Do you not believe in an eye for an eye?
I do, but he found out why right before he died. Am I going to do the same?
An eye for an eye, Alex.
I've had to touch a dead body, pry up tiles, and cut my arms and face on nails in a vent. And I still don't know why. Why physical torture for us and mental for... what's her name?
Whitney.
Yeah. Why?
Because her crime was unintentional. She was not a good person and she often hurt people emotionally. But she never physically hurt someone else. At least not that she knew of.
But we have.
Yes.
Who have I physically hurt?
Prior to Whitney coming in, she had no idea what the effects of her actions were. You see, her small action led to a large rippling consequence that affected many people's lives.
And ours?
Your actions were large to begin with, but they've led to dozens of small effects across dozens of families.
Was Hammond killing my family the large action?
It was one of them.
But not the first. Last one. Now what?
Take a picture and upload it. Thank you, Alex.
Now can you answer some of this shit for me? What was the tooth for? Why are people solving a goddamn crossword puzzle?
First, the crossword. As I said, you had the crossword clues. And now that Alex sent the photo, you have the layout as well. The answers will spell out the entire story of our two guests. For this week, fill out the puzzle and use those answers to lay out the bottom timeline. Tell me what happened, start to finish.
And the tooth?
The tooth from last week was gold, and gold's elemental symbol is AU. I provided the audience with what is called a Caesar shift cipher, a news article with jumbled letters that didn't say anything until the key was used. The letter U in the article was turned into the letter A, so that A equals U.
The fuck does that mean?
It means that the article, when deciphered, was a news report about a raging fire in an Ohio neighborhood. It burned down multiple houses, a small business, and even killed a family inside the flames. That family was Jack and Melinda Berenger, and their son, 14-year-old Dennis.
So?
So, the business that burned down was Goodman Hardware, owned by one Hammond Goodman. It was his life savings, and with no insurance, he lost it all.
So his shop burned down, he became an alcoholic, and he killed my family while driving drunk. Fucking grand. So why not have the person that started the fire in here with Hammond instead of me?
Come now, Alex. You, me, and the audience all know that I do have that person in the room with Hammond.
Fuck off. It wasn't me. I grew up in England.
Whereabouts?
Essex.
You don't have an Essex accent.
I've been in the States since college.
Alex, the jig is up. Stop lying.
I'm not lying.
Fine. I'll tell you what. I have an alternate solution for you. One fitting of your crimes. Since the audience already knows most of the truth, even if you don't admit it, my ultimatum will give you the chance to escape now.
I'm not biting.
Tell the truth, or I will light this building on fire with you trapped inside.
Fuck off. You wouldn't destroy your own creation.
The police are close to uncovering the truth. I don't need this place anymore.
You wouldn't betray the game.
You have a choice to make. You can tell the truth, or you can hope the audience finishes the crossword before the week is up. I'm not as much of a fire expert as you, but I don't think it'll take a full week for the flames to burn the room and you to ashes. Five-Week Countdown is an Audio Media original production, written and created by Vincent DiGianni, with audio editing by Eric Howell. This season stars Chris Harris Beachy as Alexander, Rick DiGianni as Hammond, and me as Kay. To support the show or get bonus content, head to patreon.com/countdownpod. If you're enjoying our little game, please recommend that a friend play along or leave a review on iTunes.